الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور يا قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون ألف لام را كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد قل من رب السماوات والأرض قل الله قل أفاتخذتم من دونه أولياء لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا قل هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير أم هل تستوي الظلمات والنور أم جعلوا لله شركاء كخلقه فتشابه الخلق عليهم قل الله خالق كل شيء وهو الواحد القهار إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون والأحبار بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله وكانوا عليه شهداء فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون وقفينا على آثارهم بعيسى ابن مريم مصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة وآتيناه الإنجيل فيه هدى ونور ومصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة التوراة وهدى وموعظة للمتقين يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وإن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم. وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم. وما قدر الله حق قدره إذ قالوا ما أنزل الله على بشر من شيء قل من أنزل الكتاب الذي جاء به موسى نورا وهدى للناس تجعلونه قراطيس تبدونها وتخفون كثيرا وعلمتم ما لم تعلموا أنتم ولا آباؤكم قل الله ثم ذرهم في خوضهم يلعبون. فآمنوا بالله ورسوله والنور الذي أنزلنا والله بما تعملون خبير. أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين. سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق أولم يكف بربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد
Prophet, peace be upon him, making me try or wish to follow his noble example in any possible aspect of life. The best thing that we can hope for is the mercy of our Lord and the intercession of his beloved Prophet, peace be upon him.
The sight of the desert is breathtaking in a way. I just feel I'm on the surface of a planet. It's very barren and almost hostile. I wonder how people can live here, how people travel through these deserts without roads as we have them today. How would they find their way? How would they stand the heat? Or how weak have we become if we think how they must have lived with a few dates and a bit of water? I feel that I'm nothing, that I'm a drop in the sea of humanity, that I'm an atom in the creation of this universe. The good attributes, good sides, like patience, humility, I hope have increased a little bit.
There is no man more dear to me throughout the whole of history than the one who was sent as a guide, leading people from darkness to light. His message was simple and clear, that there is one God whom we must all fear, inviting people towards Allah. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف التجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. He is the greatest man of all time. He came to teach the whole of mankind that we must worship only one Lord. Besides him there is no other God. Islam is what he came to teach. To every corner of the world did he preach that we can all come together and pray to the one who provides every day, to the one who provides every day. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف التجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. He was a shelter for the orphans and poor. He is my only ticket for the heaven door. He confirmed all that was said before. Than the whole world do I love him more. I swear if I only had a chance to go back in time for one glance at the face of Muhammad Al-Amin, I would wonder whether I had a dream. I would wonder whether I had a dream. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف التجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. There is no man more dear to me throughout the whole of history than the one who was sent as a guide, leading people from darkness to light. His message was simple and clear, that there is one God whom we must all fear, inviting people towards Allah. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشفت تجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله بلغ الأولى بكماله كشفت تجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله وآله
صلوا
میرا دل مقام حبیب ہے میں مریض عشق رسول ہوں وہ حبیب میرا طبیب ہے میرے ورد لب ہے نبی میرا دل مقام حبیب ہے میں مریض عشق رسول ہوں وہ حبیب میرا طبیب ہے میرے ورد لب ہے نبی میرا اس گلی سے ہے رابطہ جہاں سر جہاں سر جھکا جہاں رحمتوں کا نزول ہے, وہ جو عرش حق کے قریب ہے, میرے ورد لب ہے نبی نبی. میں بڑا امیر و کبیر ہوں, شہد و سرا کا سیر ہوں. میں بڑا امیر و کبیر ہوں,
ومن بڑا احسن قولاً
شہد و سرا کا سیر
وقال انني من المسلمين
فقیر ہوں, در مصطفیٰ کا فقیر ہوں, میرا رفعتوں میں نصیب نبی نبی. میں غم و الم میں ہوں مبتلا, کوئی کیا کرے گا میری دوا. میں غم و الم میں ہوں مبتلا, کوئی کیا کرے گا میری دوا. میرا دو جہاں میں تیرے سوا, میرا دو جہاں میں تیرے سوا. شاہ اور کون تبھی نبی نبی. وہ بھی خوب دن تھے ملائکہ میرے سامنے تھے جو سرنگوں, وہ بھی خوب دن تھے ملائکہ, میرے سامنے تھے جو سرنگوں, وہ میرا عروج کمال تھا, وہ میرا عروج کمال تھا. یہ زوال کتنا عجیب, عشق رسول ہوں, وہ حبیب میرا طبیب ہے, میرے ورد لب ہے نبی نبی. نبی 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 نبی. یا رسول اللہ
Do we hear Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah promised, "La yughayyiru Allah ma biqaumin hatta yughayyiru ma bi'anfusihim." The condition will never be lifted unless the condition inside change. Do we believe in Allah? Do we change the condition inside? We don't even change it here. We don't even start. And a woman knocking on the door. Jehovah Witness. She started giving me advice to join her. I tried to give her doubt. She told me, "You shut up. I wake up in the morning. I believe in my message. I'm standing in your door. You shut up. You do not believe in what you have. Because if you believe, you will be in my front of my door and I have to listen to you. But you sleeping, I'm the one who will keep moving." I tell her the truth. I tell her the truth. Forgive me. I am the sinner. I'm the sleeper. I'm the stray. I know the revelation is true. But nothing I can do. Because you are the one who struggled and making an effort, and here am I sitting. You are a liar, my brother in Islam. You are a liar, my sister in Islam. We have the time. The only time you have no time when the angel of death come and said, "Come now," you have no time. But the problem today, we have no priority. The priority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam is not there. We become ritual. Ritual, but the heart is empty. Today, I believe the call of sir, the call of ikhlas, the call of sincerity, the call of truthfulness between you and Allah. Start by yourself. Don't even wait for your wife and kids. Don't wait for your husband. Because when you die, you will not be wishing about except yourself first. Because today, as a Muslim, we forget something very important. Islam. We worry about ourselves, but we not worry about Islam. Wake up! 2/3 of the Quran in Makki. Do you know what the Quran in Makki talk about it? Only one topic, Iman and Yaqeen. Only Iman and Yaqeen. Today I feel sick. An Ummah has no Iman and Yaqeen. An Ummah has no thiqh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Ummah running. And we're running and waiting to be slaughtered. Today, a lot of women have barda, but they have no barda in the heart. A lot of men have beard, but no iman in the heart. This is the reality. This is why when Allah shake us, a tiny shake, everybody off. Imagine if Allah shake us one more shake, what are we going to do? We take our clothes off? We run? We deny Islam? Wallahi, Allah is so merciful. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so merciful. Because if we've been trying now, in next week or next 2 weeks, 80% of the Muslim will deny Islam. But what is the purpose for mankind to get marriage? One of the main purpose of Khilafah, to be the representative of Allah in earth by developing the nucleus of the Ummah. The nucleus of the Ummah, the nucleus of any nation, is started by the family. The majority now, according to even different non-Muslim institute, they said Muslim now start acting like us. A lot of divorce start happening. Heavy. And you, the one who coming from Muslim, supposed to be country or Muslim family, if you go honest to yourself, I do not believe we have a family. We have a gimmick of a family. Make believe. The father make believe. The mother make believe. The mother drives the father nuts, the father drives her nuts, and make believe, and they have to survive for the kids. And what's the outcoming? Bunch of lunatic. Really.
so sick, internal, outside. What is the solution? Islam. Islam is the only one.
Today, all of us making a lot of effort. But what kind of effort? Different effort. But when it comes to our salvation and saving ourselves, we have no time. Why? We left what Allah wants and we're not content and we do not think about the hereafter. All of us is busy and we never reach what we want. You see? And after that, we complain. What is the solution? Allah make it easy. He advises you. Only think about one thing. After death. You think about after death. And you think about how to be saved from hellfire. And you think about how to please Allah. How to work for Allah. Allah promise He will make your life easy. He will open means you never know. And He will fill your heart with richness and contentment. You do not do so, you will be busy, you will be miserable, you will be poor. Whatever, how much you do. I see it all over in America. I see people multimillionaire to a regular job. And everybody has one word in common. I have no time. And all of them is a liar. Because everybody has the time, but the priority is different. Because the story of Adam, it has the main concepts of what's going on until the Day of Judgment. And if we understand it fully, we will understand our weakness, where it's coming from, the ways that Shaitan can temptate us, and what kind of weapons Allah gave it to us, and how we use it. But deal with all your children equal, male or female. Show them the same amount of love and respect. Show them everything is similar. The moment you do not show it similar, you're causing hate and hatred in their heart. And you're causing envy and jealousy. Who is the one who created? You as a father and mother. None of your kids is the same. The mother is one, the father is one, kids is different. Different shape, different color, different personality, different iman, different everything. What is our job as a parents? Our job to be just. Our job to give them everything equal in expense, in love, in showing love, in manner. Any time you show different, you are responsible in the front of Allah. And any mischief you do, you will be the cause.